Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, your prosperity gurus, Christine Marie and Julie.
Christine Marie today. Julie, well, here's what's going on. My mom is in the hospital, and she's, you know, has been in the nursing home for, 4 or 5 years, but she moved up, we moved her up here near us in April, and she's been doing really good, but then last night they called and said that they thought she might have pneumonia. So I spent, I was there till about midnight or 1, and now, and then Julie's with her, and I don't, you know, we don't really know. We're waiting for the doctor to come. You know, he's going to come between 8 and 9, our time here. But she had a comfortable night, and, you know, they think it might be pneumonia. And, I mean, she's 89 years old, but, and she's a fighter. I've seen her actually in the years that she's been in a nursing home come pull through worse things than this. But you just never know, and her breathing is very, very labored. So we're not going to have a show today. I just wanted to tell my beautiful community here so that we will certainly be open to all your blessings and prayers for her, and I just wanted to tell a little bit about her. Her name's Loretta, and she's had an amazing life. I think she was born in like 1921 or something like that, and she married my dad in 1944, and you know, right after he got out of the army. She had 4 kids, and then my brother Steve, I was the oldest, and I had 3 brothers. My brother Steve, who was like just this beautiful soul, was killed in a car accident in like 1978. So our family kind of, you know, that's sort of like a marker for our family. And then, you know, I think my dad died in 82. So my mom's lived like 25 years without my dad. And my brother, who's just 2 years under me, he died last year. Just a crazy set of circumstances. He had a sore throat and I don't know, his glands got really, really swollen, and I just cut off his air passage, really. So, you know, but I'm telling you the bad things, but, you know, the good things were that she had lots and lots of friends, and, I mean, she's still here, and I'm just asking for your prayers and everything. But, you know, she traveled. They went to Italy several times. You know, she worked for the government and had a, you know, she had great social life there and got a lot of respect. So I just want to let you guys know this will just be a short show, and I see people have their hands up, and if I can do this, I will do it quickly. So let's see here. Hello, Rita.
Yes. Good morning.
Hey, honey.
Hi. I will definitely keep your mom in prayer. If you could also keep me in prayer. I went to the doctor on Thursday, and my blood pressure was like 186/116.
Okay.
And, you know, I wanted the community to definitely keep me in prayer also.
You bet. You bet, and we will. And, you know that, you know, just stay in what we're going to be calling now the vortex, which is like imagine you're going downstream, but really you're not in your boat anymore. You're actually in the stream. And in that downward stream, it really is all good. There's relief there. And let your body just soak in the relief. You know, we all need a little bit of relief right now. So just imagine, you know, and also imagine the numbers you want, Rita, you know, like 120 over 80 or whatever.
Right.
Imagine those numbers and breathe, you know. Just your only job today is to relax and breathe and just feel the beauty of it all. Let's just stay in the beauty. And let's stay in love and not fear today. That's what we're going to do. Okay, hon?
Thank you.
Okay, sweetheart. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello? Hello?
Good morning.
Hello, 609?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I was reading your show, and let me get to that. I was reading your show today, the topic, and about how intuition and money, let's talk about how intuition and being deliberate creator can work hand in hand all
right.
The way to the bank.
Right.
So I never ask about money. I just don't because I just feel like so many other things right now are so much more important or, should I say, interesting, much more than money. But today I'm going to ask you about money. How can my intuition help me with money?
Right, right. And listen, when you believe in prosperity consciousness, and that is a really a quantum shift on your part, because we really, in this culture, we're not really geared, we're not trained to believe that. Let's put it this way, we believe that there's lack out there, that there's not enough resources, that maybe the world isn't on your side, you know, that you're flawed or whatever. And so the quantum shift is that prosperity consciousness is truly your birthright. And that means absolutely, you know, money, finances, dollars, health, you know, as Rita was saying, she went to the doctor. And so we open up to all of that. And I heard we quote Abraham Hicks a lot here.
Mm-hmm.
And Abraham said, you know, what's working in your life right now? What are all the things that are working in your life? Well, then keep telling that story. The things that aren't working in your life, well, don't tell that story anymore.
Okay.
So when I was filling out the description, I wanted to, you know, tell about that small voice in us, that voice that does say to us, you know, your higher self is that small voice, and that small voice doesn't tell you negative things. It doesn't say, oh, you better watch out here. It really will tell you how to create the dollars that you want. And it really is about listening to that voice and staying in the downstream current. And by that we mean, you know, if you imagine you're in a boat and you're going upstream, you got to use the paddles, you got to do everything, you're fighting against the current. We just don't believe in that in prosperity consciousness, because nothing that you want is upstream.
Right.
So even if you don't even have to turn your boat around, you just have to stop paddling. And that current, and what's in that current is all of your desires for dollars, your desires for happiness, health, relationships, self-worth, all of that is downstream. And that's all that you need to do, is to begin that journey downstream and to allow. And it's a whole process. It really is. But let me just, you know, on the internet, just look up. There's plenty of stuff on YouTube on Abraham Hicks.
Mm-hmm.
It's Abraham-Hicks. and just start. There are several things on money and the law of attraction. And as again, I was going to say this is going to be an abbreviated show today. I'm just going to, you know, let people know. But we'll definitely talk more about it tomorrow. So I invite
okay.
you to call in. And what's your first name?
My name's Debbie.
Debbie, right. Okay, you called before, right, honey?
I think I talked to you last week, actually.
Yeah, good, good,
mm-hmm.
good. Definitely. And so my daughter is going to be here tomorrow, too, as well, because she's in, at the hospital with my mom right now, and I'm actually getting ready to go there.
Okay.
But definitely, you know, just to start that and join us tomorrow and call in tomorrow, and we'll talk about this, you know, further. So I really appreciate your phone call, Debbie. And, you know, have a really, really, really wonderful day. Okay, hon?
You too. Much luck to your mom.
Oh, thank you. Thank
you.
Bye-bye. Rhianne, taking the bus or you want me to take you?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Who's this?
This is Colleen.
Hi, Colleen.
You might recognize Colleen and
yes.
Kyle from New York.
Yes, I do,
it's
honey.
Me. That's me.
Yeah.
I'm sending tons of love and light to your mom. She's going to be
you.
All right.
Thank you so much. I so appreciate it. And like I said, you know, we're hoping for the breast. She's really a fighter. I mean, I'm always amazed and awestruck at what she's going through, you know, what she can go through. Her body is just, her constitution is amazing. So, but she's, you know, when I was there until midnight or so, her breathing was very labored. And then Julie went in to stand guard. And the doctor comes in about an hour or so. So we'll know more. But I so appreciate your blessings and your prayers. Thanks so much, Colleen.
Can you do me a favor?
Sure.
Tell Julie tonight instead of spending the hour with me
mm-hmm.
to sit with Graham. And sent her bunches
of
hugs and kisses for Kyle and I.
Oh, she's going to appreciate that so much. Thanks
Graham
so much, honey.
More. Thank you. And we'll talk
okay.
to you tomorrow.
All right. Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So that's let's see here. Hopefully you've got, I'm not really good at this board, but okay, anyway, so I want to thank all of you for your prayers and your blessings and support, and I'm going to be just signing off early, and know that it really is, it's a good life, it's a wonderful life, and, you know, we chose to be here so that we could experience, you know, they say like, you know, when a dog puts his, you know, riding in a car and the dog's got its head out the window, and even though there's bugs that come in his eyes, the ride is still worth it. The exhilaration is still worth it. And that's how it is here. The exhilaration of this ride on planet Earth at this time is still worth the bugs in our eyes. True? Yeah. All right. Thank you, everyone, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much.